All right, it's halftime here in the Twin Cities, and Bay College ladies basketball team playing their final game of 2021. And in our player spotlight today, the pride of North Dickinson High School, Hannah Clark.
Hi, Jack.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Hey, pretty good. Pretty good. This has been a fun trip, hey?
Oh, yeah. It's pretty cold, though, I gotta say.
A lot colder than when we were in Chicago, right?
Definitely, yeah.
Although it's drier, because we got soaked in Chicago.
Oh, yeah, that was a blast in Chicago, but too wet for me, that's all I got to say.
Yeah. Well, what do you think of some of the things that, you know, now that you are playing in a real season, other than a COVID season, which we literally last year sat in a hotel and we couldn't even go eat together, how do you feel about the experience this year being able to do things, you know, in the big cities that we visited?
I think it's a really good opportunity for us to, like, bond as a team when we go out. So I think it's pretty nice that we can actually go do stuff instead of sitting in our hotel, which was boring last year. We were just told, do homework, and that was it. And then we wouldn't have anything due during the week, and it was just, like, we were just bored all the time. So going out is really nice for us.
And I'm sure you're aware as you look and you see, you know, football games being canceled and, you know, hockey games being canceled and basketball. So, you know, it kind of shows that at any time it could be taken from us too. So you had to kind of appreciate it, hey?
Oh, yeah, definitely. The time you have with your girls are the time that you need to focus on the most because you never know when the last time you're going to play with them is.
Yeah, and of course we're not going to be doom and gloom around here. We're not gonna say that anything. It's all gonna be fine, right?
Absolutely.
Well, how about the basketball part of it? You have a role to play on the team, as we talked about in your previous interview at the beginning of the season. Now that we're halfway through the season, how do you feel that role has gone for you?
I still think it's the same. Just cheering everyone on and. No matter what, keep your head high. I mean, granted, I'm not the loudest person. I don't really talk much, but I sit there and clap and cheer them on. And, like, with my social anxiety, that's the best I can do at any given time. So,
well, you are more talkative than Carter Hudson is.
Yeah, definitely.
Because so he has more social anxiety than you do. So don't sweat it, Hannah.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's...
But you know, this experience does help in that, doesn't it? Because you kind of are forced to open up a little bit more when you're around the girls. And they try to, like, you know, bring you along and say, okay, come on, Hannah, come on.
Yeah, last year I probably said maybe a total of 2 words, and the girls never knew where I was, and I would be standing right behind them. This year, I get dragged along, and it's nice that they actually include me. Unlike last year, they didn't really include me much. So
yeah, you gotta speak up to get included.
Yeah, I'm not good with that.
I know. So how about the basketball part of it? How do you feel you've played this year? Obviously, you don't get that many minutes, so you really have to make the most of the ones you do get, right?
Yeah, I feel like I've been playing okay. I mean, granted, right now I'm still a little hesitant with my finger, but last night when I was playing with it, it felt fine, so I shouldn't be scared, but, you know, there's always that doubt in my mind of, you know, oh, what's going to go on with it, but I think it's doing a lot better, and I need to stop playing hesitant, and I need to, like, you know, I've been hustling a lot more than what I normally do. I've been rebounding, and it's just, you know, I just need to get my head in the game and not think about my finger. So
I think the finger looks much better.
Definitely. I mean, the knuckle's still swollen, but I can bend it. So that's we're making progress on it.
So how did the semester go for you with finals? We just got done with that. How did it all go?
Some good, some not good. Yeah, I ended up having to take an intercession class so I could be able to play next semester, which you just got to do what you got to do, and you got to crack down, and if you want to play, you want to play, and you got to put in that extra grind for it, and that's what I'm doing. So.
And this whole thing is a grind, isn't it? 4 straight weekends on the road. I mean, long road trips every week.
Oh, definitely. I mean, The road trips doesn't bother me. The girls actually called me out saying, like, Hannah, how can you just sleep whenever you want to? And I was like, well, yeah, you know, I just get on the bus, put my head down, and I'm out for the whole entire ride. Like, these rides don't bother me because I'm sleeping, so.
Well, I wish I could do that, too. But, okay, what are your plans here, then, with your academics? Has it changed since we spoke last?
No, I'll be still going in for pre-law and to work my way up to be a lawyer and, of course, talking in front of a whole bunch of people, yeah. But, you know.
Who knows? I might need that kind of assistance from you later.
Oh, boy, I hope not, Jack.
Well, okay, time for your shout-outs.
My mom, my friend Gavin, and that's about it, so.
And you're going to be headed back to North Dickinson, up to Felch to help out your girls up there during the break or what?
Most likely I probably will, and I'll be working probably every single day, so.
Where at?
The movie theater in Quinnesec.
Okay, well, that makes a few dollars, and you can actually maybe go in there and watch a movie for free, right?
Oh, we always get to go in for free, so.
Yeah, see, there you go. All right, Hannah, well, let's go out and get a win today and put this thing to bed and then start fresh after the new year.
Absolutely.
All right, Hannah Clark, everybody, in our player spotlight. More coming up from Minneapolis after these words. Bay College Radio's Maverick 106.